艾斯和美美遇见猴。
Max and May meet the monkey.
麦斯和美美是好朋友，他们是隔壁邻居。
Max and May are best friends. They live next door to each other.
麦斯和美美都是五岁，他们是同班同学。
Max and May are both 5 years old. They are in the same class at school.
麦斯喜欢的动物是猴子。猴子聪明有趣，还常常淘气。
Max's favorite animal is a monkey. Monkeys are clever, fun, and often naughty.
麦斯的妈妈有时候把麦斯叫做小猴，因为他总是惹美美。
Max's mummy sometimes calls Max a little monkey because he's always teasing May.
一天，他们的朋友丽珊邀请他们去猴子山玩。
One day,Max and May were invited to Monkey Mountain by their friend Li Shan.
路很远，他们在小汽车里边吃饼干边唱歌。
It was a long journey. In the car, they sang songs and ate biscuits.
他们一到猴子山，就有20只猴子将他们的小汽车团团围住，孩子们喂猴子吃香蕉和坚果。
As soon as they arrived at the mountain, 20 monkeys surrounded their car. The children fed the monkeys bananas and nuts.
突然，一只猴子把手伸进车窗，抢走了麦斯的帽子。
Suddenly,A monkey put his hand through the car window and snatched Max's hat.
这只大胆的猴子把帽子戴在自己的头上，大摇大摆地溜走了。麦斯叫了起来，
哦不，我的蓝帽子。
The brave monkey put it on his head and danced away.Max cried, Oh no, my blue hat!
麦斯的妈妈说，不要急，我们可以买一顶新的。
Max's mummy said, Don't worry, we can buy you a new one.
麦斯抢走美美的粉红帽子，戴在自己头上。美美也摘下丽珊的红帽子，这样变成丽珊没有了帽子。
Max then grabbed May's pink hat and put it on his head, while May took off Li Shan's red hat. So, Li Shan was left without a hat.
孩子们禁不住笑了。3点钟，他们回家了。这只大胆的猴子不声不响地回到小汽车旁，将帽子从车窗扔进车内。猴子对孩子们扮了个鬼脸，为自己的调皮洋洋得意。
The children could not stop laughing. At 3 o'clock,They set off for home. Without warning, the cheeky monkey returned to the car. He put the hat back through the window. The monkey made a face at the children, very pleased with his trick.
麦斯的妈妈说，真是车里有猴子，车外也有猴子。
Max's mummy said, I think there are monkeys inside the car and outside too.